Well, you made it to Friday, and we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, it's something a Friday. It puts people in general in a good mood, and maybe it's the time to remind everyone that October is coming quickly. We have a fun drive. As you often say, it's where we live, and the family of WAMC can put some money in the lockbox to help us get through that drive more quickly. WAMC.org.
David, you couldn't be more correct about that. Forget about the fact that there's still a few tickets left to go to the Capitol steps and that you could call and get two tickets for $150 and you get the CD of the show afterwards. That's not what this is about. Trust me, folks, this is about the radio station that you come to, that you depend on. I talk to people in the streets all the time. They say to me, couldn't live without the roundtable, couldn't live without the panel. You know, it's all so important, especially at a time when the world is in real crisis. We have a president of the United States who says that he's going to destroy North Korea. We have a North Korean leader, Kim, who says that he's going to explode a hydrogen bomb in the air over the Pacific. We have storms and terrible hurricanes and tornadoes and Maria and all of the others that are wiping out our friends in Puerto Rico and other places in Mexico. There are terrible earthquakes. This is really a very bad time for this world, and I have a feeling that some of the chickens are coming home to roost. It just cannot be just happenstance that this stuff is happening. As far as Korea goes, I hope somebody knows what they're doing there. I know that Donald Trump has his finger on the button. There is no stopping him if he wants to do it. There's nothing in the way, no general, nothing else. So this can be one of the worst times we can ever remember. Look, I'm 76 years old. I don't remember anything like this, to be honest with you. I don't remember anything that comes close to it except maybe the Cuban Missile Crisis, and that looks mild now that we look back on the way in which it was settled by people who had some sense of what the others needed and wanted in order to avoid this great catastrophe. So this is a time that each of us ought to be reflecting and seeing what it is that we are doing with ourselves and our politics.
And of course, in the reaction from Kim Jong-un to President Trump, he said he will tame the mentally deranged U.S. dotard with fire. That word has been searched and searched, I was reading this morning. And essentially, it refers to a, quote, state or period of senile decay marked by decline or mental poise. And of course, I think most world leaders think that Kim Jong-un himself might be not in his right mind.
Well, you know, whatever it is, we do have a president of the United States who has struggled in his presidency, very low popularity. A lot of people think that his head is not screwed on straight. Yet, at a time like this, when confronted with basically an evil monster like Kim, people have to sort of say, okay, the North Korean thing has really gotten out of hand. It doesn't give Trump a bye based on his performance so far. Nevertheless, it's a very scary time.
And somewhat in the background, we have this Russia investigation occurring, including this morning's headline, Facebook to turn over Russia-linked ads to Congress.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg did exactly the right thing here. He took one look at the situation and he said, there's no use in obfuscating on all of this stuff. We're going to give the American people what they want. This has been going on, and this thing just keeps growing and growing and growing. Robert Mueller is, you know, doing his thing. There are subpoenas going out all over the place so that at the same time the White House is inundated with problems from these terrible storms to the rest. This president knows that this Mueller investigation is coming, and I am sure based on the subpoenas that have been issued, they know exactly where it's coming to and from.
WAMC.org, the quickest and easiest way to put something into our lockbox. The WAMC family, Alan, they never, ever, ever let us down.
Hey, David, as I've said so many times, now more than ever.